Golish going crazy. Baseball going crazy. Golf going crazy. What a fun weekend.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
So we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. What a dadgum weekend. What a weekend. So much fun on the recruiting trail that we have to talk about. Baseball was a roller coaster, but you're playing for a berth today in the Super Regional. We're going to talk about that. And then golf going crazy, too. Everybody's going crazy. We're just going crazy on the Barncast. That's the theme of the weekend. Crazy. And we're going to start with recruiting, because recruiting was a lot of fun this weekend. It's so much fun when a new staff comes in. You have to learn them, okay? And what I mean by that is you start figuring out that when you get to this level, there's certain things that you got to do. There's certain expectations, particularly on the recruiting trail. Hey, you got to come up with some kind of – now you got to have some kind of recruiting bat signal. You got to have something that you throw out there now to let people know, hey, there's some good news coming. I really like what Andrew Warsaw's doing when you're going to get a potential defensive back commitment. He's putting the DVD for DeMarcus Van Dyke, the screensaver with the DVD, you know, slowly ticking, you know, up and down and around and sideways. You go back to when you had Gus and he got it really dialed in with the boom. You had the boom and then each individual exclamation mark afterwards was that number of commit in the class. If you never knew that, go back and look at it. They'll have some booms with like one exclamation mark, and then they'll have some booms with like 22 exclamation marks. Fast forward, Hugh never really figured it out. You know, you had the Yahtzee, you had freeze warning, you had the big fish, you know. Never really, really reeled it in and had that hard, you know, really good commitment announcement or sneak peek type thing. Fast forward now to Golish, and I think Golish, sometimes simple's better. Sometimes simple is all you need. And we just go with a simple War Eagle. And That's been his play. I'm just going to go with a simple War Eagle, or War Dam. And he has added a little flavor to it, though, okay? So this weekend, when the first one went off. It was May 30th, so it was Saturday night at like, I don't know, right at 9 o'clock. He throws out the War Dam with a little eagle beside it. And then you start getting more. And each one that came after it would have an additional, an additional eagle beside it. So, okay, cool. We're going to get, you know, two commits. And then they just keep coming. Three commits. Okay, that's cool. Then you get another one. Now you're up to four. Now you're up to five. Now you're up to six. Now you're up to seven. He's the most recent one he tweeted out has seven eagles on it, which would represent, in theory, at least seven guys have said they're coming to Auburn. And there's some type of announcement planned. So it's like a guessing game now. Like, who are all of those commits? Well, obviously, Nash Johnson was one as he popped off on, I believe, Sunday. You're fired up. You're trying to get him in the boat for a while. He threw out there July 1st. Said, no, we need it. We need it now. We want you in the class now. And now it's just a guessing game, like who's going to be the next one. Should have an announcement today. Maybe you'll have some announcements tomorrow. Like, if you got seven in the boat, like, they got to start popping here pretty soon. So when you go into an official visit and you come out with, and I think every one of those guys are probably going to be guys that visited this past weekend. So that is a freaking home run on an official visit. You had, let's see how many people you had. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 visitors. Okay. And more than likely you're getting seven commits out of that visit weekend. And all seven are going to be really, really good players. So, I mean, buckle up. Like, the next few weeks could be electric. We know we have Isaac McNeil's announcement tomorrow. So could that be one of the seven? Do you get one today? You really like your kicker, Noah Ash. Does he commit at some point in time? You feel like you hit it out of the park with James Pace, four-star defensive end edge from, you know, Maryland. You feel like you did really well with the other edge from Maryland, Rion Jackson. You got really good feedback from Kingston Miles, another running back, which we'll talk about. I mean, if you get another running back, now that's a whole nother discussion about that running back room. It's a whole nother podcast. Great weekend. I want to break this down really quick because I think this is interesting, and I think it's something to think about and something to understand. So there was a lot of messaging put out from staff to, you know, a lot of the guys, hey, probably not going to be a huge class. Just be prepared for that. This was like as early as March when this was really going out. Probably not going to be a really big class, you know, 15, 16 guys, and then that's all we really need. Well, you got 10 commits, and you got six left of the seven Eagles. So that would be 16. That'd be 16 already in by the time all these pop, probably, I would imagine, by the end of the month. So now you have 16 by June. And I don't think they're done. And I think that's okay because, look, you can't know until you know. You can't really know until you get these guys on campus and know where you are with a lot of these top-rated guys. You may have an idea when you come in and you're already behind. You don't know. You're playing catch-up. You don't know what kind of ground you're going to be able to make up in such a short amount of time. So you may say, hey, look, here's the deal. We're going to target 15 guys. And we're going to go all out to try to get those guys. And then, you know, whatever happens as a bonus is a bonus. And then when you start getting into it and you start having these visits and you realize it's like the firepower I have now with the resources from Auburn, maybe we sold ourselves short there with that 15 number. You have an official visit weekend and everybody wants to jump on board seemingly. Maybe we need to adjust our sights a little bit. Maybe we need to adjust our plan a little bit. You know, these guys are better than we thought they would be. We're getting attention from guys at maybe a little bit of higher caliber than we anticipated. We can really reshape some rooms right here. We can really fill some holes. And we can bring in some really good players. Why not now adjust on the fly? And, hey, we may be looking at a class of around 20 now. Who knows? That's the thing now. And it could change in an instant. You know, there could be a guy like Joshua Dobson who is here this weekend who decides, guys, I want in. Y'all got to make it work. And he may be one that you try to make it work, and that changes your class size. Like, this stuff changes literally on the fly, but I really think this staff, didn't realize, and I don't mean this in a bad thing. I don't mean this as a bad thing. Maybe didn't realize how much impact they could have on the trail, how much momentum they could create with the resources that they have now. And maybe that's an eye-open experience to be like, man, we can go load up and we can really change this roster and find guys that are culture guys and guys that are highly rated recruits that can make an impact. It's fun to watch this thing change in real time. So you got six dudes out there that are going to pop at some point in time. So we're going to be ready to roll as they come in. So a lot of fun stuff. Believe it or not, in a time that's usually pretty quiet, we should have a lot of fun football stuff to talk about at least over the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. And hey, I don't think it's stopping anytime soon. So buckle up. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about baseball. Holy cow. Barncast, baseball, pitching, rain delays. What a dang weekend. What a dang weekend. Before we do that, we got to give a shout out to PTAC, Precision Tune Auto Care, in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway. They have a special going on right now. Beat the heat. As it gets warmer, you got to make sure that AC is performing at tip-top shape. Don't wait till you're in the middle of July or August and it's hot as you know what. And then, hey, all of a sudden, I'm not getting cool air out. You can get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis. It takes about 30 minutes. They'll show you the readings. They'll tell you if you need it or don't. I did it. And they're like, hey, bro, your AC is awesome. You don't need anything. If there are any repairs, you get $50 off all repairs over $300. They're open at 7 a.m. now. You can drop it off before work. And if you drop it off between 7 and 9, you can get a $50 oil change. You cannot beat that. Precision Tune Auto Care. Show them some dadgum love. BuyAuburn.com. If you're an Auburn alumni or fan and you own a business, there's no better value than listing your business for an advertisement. From an advertisement perspective, there's no better value than listing your business with BuyAuburn.com. It's less than a dollar a day. We're talking about the site every day. We're pumping visitors to the site. We even have the potential for you to do business spotlight podcasts. It's just, you can't beat it. And then if you're an Auburn fan and Auburn alumni and you're looking for some type of service, you need to make some type of purchase, hopefully you start at buyauburn.com. Let's start here. Let's find an Auburn person to do business with. If we don't find one here, we'll go elsewhere. Do business with Auburn people. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Baseball, man. What a weekend. And it's not over yet. You got another game today to decide it. You took down Milwaukee last night. You get another shot at them at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight to advance. This is it. One game for all of the marbles. And what a freaking weekend, though, man. Obviously, you had the disappointment of the game one where you just get rocked, and then you go into game two, and you get rocked again, but you just out-rocked them, which is just unbelievable. And then you go into the game three and yesterday, and you have all of the rain delays, and it was just a complete – It was a disaster from everything that could go wrong went wrong except for Auburn's performance on the field. There were so many things I feel like stacked against Auburn yesterday. The rain delays, then having to start the game at 10 o'clock last night after just playing a marathon. It was 7 hours from whenever the first pitch was supposed to go off to when the game finally ended. And then you had to turn around and play another game that started at 10 o'clock. But, man, it was fun. It was fun. The Barncast that we did. We're going to do another one today. It was spectacular. Like 30,000 people watched it. A lot of fun. And we want this one bad. Auburn fans want this one bad. The crowd last night, people staying. I think Auburn did a unbelievably smart job at lowering food prices, because everybody, there were, all the motivation was to go home, and they just stayed, man. They stayed, and the Tigers pulled it out, won two big ones yesterday. My MVP of the day was Alex Petrovic. I mean, can you imagine? I would like to know, really, the start time, like what the hours were from when he should have started, because you know he's warming up and having to throttle down because of delays, warming up, throttling down because of delays. And I think there was at least two, maybe three delays while he's pitching, like while the game was going on. So there was the delay before the game, and then there was delays during the game too. And he still pitched six innings and only gave up two earned runs, only five hits in six innings, threw 109 pitches. Like, what a gutsy performance. And honestly, it felt like he really started to get better after every delay. Like, it's like after every delay, he gained a little bit more power. And usually it's the opposite. For whatever reason, delays just seem to shut down pitchers. Unbelievable. Auburn takes down UCF 9-3. There were six, I think, solo home runs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There may have been one home run with men on base. There were six home runs. I know at least five solo home runs. And then maybe there was a home run with guys on base. It was like we were joking when we would get people on. We were like, well, there's one thing for sure is we can't hit a home run right now. Six home runs and you only score nine runs. That's wild. And then you fast forward, you got to play Milwaukee again. And I had so many conversations and everybody was like, I know they're hot, but it's like, I think it's best case scenario to try to beat them twice versus trying to beat Central Florida twice. And you get them last night and you have two good innings and you rock them 8-1. Shout out to Hetzler and Cormier for going out there, only burning two pitchers and shutting their butts down. I mean, Cormier only gave up one hit in five innings after having, you know, a little bit of a sketchy outing in the first game. Hetzler only gives up one run and three hits in four innings. Gutsy, man. Chase Frelick, I think he broke the Auburn record for home runs in a regional with five in four games. He had another one in the late game against Milwaukee. Just golly, gutsy performances, going crazy, great crowd. Everything about it was fun, even under the circumstances. So great stuff. Again, first pitch tonight scheduled for 5:00. Hopefully. I wonder what the weather looks like. The weather should be okay today. Yeah, it's gonna be beautiful. Should be beautiful this evening around first pitch. So should be able to have a flawless, no stoppage game and get this thing in and get this thing done. And I know Auburn is probably going to have a lot of pitching decisions, but you know Milwaukee's going to have a lot as well. I think they pitched four guys last night. So it just comes down to essentially who's going to score, whose bats are going to be the hottest. I think that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to decide it tonight. Switching over to golf going crazy as well. They play their final round of the stroke play today. Now, the only championship that's decided today is the individual championship. But it matters because you have to finish within the top eight in the stroke play to advance to the match play. The match play will decide the team national championship. I know that's strange, but it just kind of is what it is. I'll tell you this. Auburn, if Auburn does not make the cut into the match play, it will be one of the most colossal collapses in golf, college golf history. They have a 22-shot cushion. It would have to be the disaster of all disasters for Auburn not to make it to match play. And in reality, in team play, it does not matter if you come in first or you come in eighth. You get in and you can beat anybody in match play. You can lose to anybody in match play. So from the team side, should be good. Should be nothing to worry about. From the player side, individual side, you got a couple of guys that have a shot to win the individual national championship. Josiah Gilbert, he's only two shots back. He is playing really, really good golf right now. And then Jackson Koivun, if something special happens, he has one of those special rounds, some of the leaders come back, he's only five shots back. So you got a guy two shots back. You got a guy five shots back. Who knows? Crazier things have happened. So you get your final day today. This one, actually, the final round, Auburn should get a ton of TV time today on the Golf Channel. I think it comes on around 3 o'clock. So you'll be able to watch some of the Auburn golf, and then you want to flip it over to the baseball game. On the Barncast tonight, we may have to cover both. We maybe have to toggle back in between both, especially if Gilly or Jackson start trying to make a run and could have a chance to possibly win the national championship as an individual. So barring a disaster, Auburn's going to be in the match play playing for a national title again. You got baseball tonight. I mean, you're going to have commitments today, I would imagine. Oh, man. Great weekend. Boog overflow. Boog to the max. Guys, thank y'all for listening. Make sure to like. Make sure to subscribe. Share it with a friend. Share the boog with a friend. And then don't forget, if you tell somebody about buyauburn.com as well. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.